Tell me more. That's
exactly what I need, a porcupine. Yeah. So he had gathered up a bag full of porcupine eggs. Well, I began to tell my friends just what I had.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some porcupine eggs. You don't, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what's the first thing they do? One of them's got to look. I got 50 cents. I'll take one of them porcupine eggs. And I said, wait a second. Just wait just a second. You mean to tell me you pay 50 cents for these porcupine eggs? Yes, I sure will. So the next day, guess what I had at school? My bag of porcupine eggs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Hating Outbound Podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Shane.
I'm Darian Craig.
Darian Craig is a good friend of ours, and this little hustler, man, I've known him since he was about 14 when he came over to my house wanting to sell some t-shirts that I was making and wanting to sell my fishing jigs that your brother and I were making, nocturnal jigs at that time. And I thought to myself, I said, at 14, wanting to hustle and sell, you're ambitious. Well, lo and behold, it was in you. Man, you've done well. You've started Y'all Sweet Tea. We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. I'm sure y'all have heard of it. We're drinking a little bit of Y'all Sweet Tea today, thanks to your niceness.
That's right.
But let's get started with the storytelling.
I'm ready, man.
When I think of tea, there's only one person I think of. Si Robertson.
He's the man, the tea drinker.
Yeah,
the tea.
Uncle Si.
And so he's got that cup.
Yeah.
He's got the Tupperware green cup. He's always drinking tea. But you have a little story about
crazy story. Yeah, maybe right as we started in 2021, and we noticed his name come through on an order with their Louisiana address. We looked it up, and it was the address to the warehouse, and they ordered from us. There was no sending anything free. They ordered like 15 bags, which is that's 150 gallons at a time.
Pretty
that's
sizable.
A lot of tea. Yeah. And so anyhow, we never had anything happen. We didn't reach out to him or anything. Well, then maybe like a year later, same size order comes through. So this guy, somebody's actually drinking the tea there. So they've got their Duck Call Room podcast, fancy setup, and all the guys are around it. And someone sent me a clip, and they said, "What's your favorite tea?" They're just talking about their favorite stuff, boots, yeah, working, whatever. And he said, "What's your favorite tea?" And immediately, Si interrupted everybody and says, "Well, my favorite tea is a new tea called Y'all Tea." You have to find the clip of it because it's...
Yeah, I'll check it out.
We can definitely find it. But he says, "It's called Y'all Tea. And the best thing about it is it lasts so long. It's the longest lasting tea I ever had. Normally, tea starts to spoil at 3 or 4 days, and their tea will last a week." And which then they start making jokes. They're like, "Si, you drink tea so fast, you don't even need right, it for a yeah. week.
It's never lasted."
Which is hilarious. But
when has tea ever lasted a week?
Yeah. But one of the guys said, "Si, what you consider to be a jug of tea, most of us would consider to be a 5-gallon bucket." Mm-hmm. And they're just like, he's always has so much tea on him.
Yeah.
But he has this like very descriptive moment where he talks about our peach tea, which is crazy. Our peach tea blew up last year, but the fact that he got it and loved it was really cool.
Yeah.
He says the only difference in that tea and going out in a peach orchard and grabbing a fresh peach is the juice that dribbles down your beard.
Yeah, for some people it'd be face. For him, it's definitely beard.
Yeah,
beard.
And the crazy part of it was, normally you get an ad like that, it's thousands of dollars to get somebody to say that. And we have never made any contact with them other than them like genuinely buying it from us. So it's like, you get that stamp of approval from him.
Hey, you've done something.
You've done something. That's I don't care what we do from now on. We've got Uncle Si on our side.
Yeah. You know, I've got a friend in Ohio. It comes down. Well, Dan and Hannah come down, and we got them hooked on Milo's. But this, of course, this is before y'all. Yeah. So they come down and they have to leave with an arm. I mean, just a bucket load of Milo's sweet tea. So the next time we go up, I'm gonna have to make sure that we carry him up. Imagine them swapped over, maybe.
Yeah. We introduced you to Milo's. Now we're gonna bring you some Hayden's
very own
Y'all Sweet Tea.
It's close to Mama's.
Well, we're proud of you, man.
Appreciate it.
Right here in Hayden and a nationwide product.
Yeah.
My only sweet tea story, this is recent. So I had to take the girls to the dentist this week, my daughters to the dentist. And it's usually so quick. You're talking about an efficient machine. Now, this dentist office is, you better get your seat warm, and here come the kids back out. I mean, what did you do? Did you clean their teeth? Did y'all do anything about that? But anyway, she comes out and said, "I'm going to need you to come back here."
Oh.
You know what that means.
Bad news.
Need to get your pocketbook out.
Yep.
So I go in there, and Virginia had told me, that's my youngest, she'd made me tell her, she said, "If I don't have any cavities, you got to take me to Chick-fil-A, which is right beside it, and get some ice cream." I thought, okay, no cavities. We're going to go for ice cream to promote future. But anyway, It's a reward. Hey, whatever.
Like it, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, she's just got the. She's not. I knew. I knew that we were not going to Chick-fil-A.
It's not in the future anymore.
Yeah. No. So I go in there and the dentist said, you know, she's got two cavities. We're going to have to come back and fill. And I looked at Virginia. I said, man, no Chick-fil-A, baby. And then and then here's the dentist. She starts lobbying for, oh, Dad.
No, you, Dad, you can still go. Small.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you can.
We caught it early.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, look, no, here the bar was here. Yeah. I said, when somebody doesn't meet the bar, what do? You give them a reward and bring them back above the bar. And so she was disappointed that I wasn't willing to do that. But Virginia asked me, so here's the sweet tea part. Daddy, why am I getting all these cavities? I'm brushing my teeth and everything. I said, well, baby. It doesn't help to brush your teeth and then go drink a big glass of sweet tea before and then bed. Go to bed.
Yep.
I said, brushing your teeth should be the last thing.
Last thing you do.
And then you do that. So anyway, sweet tea has its place
right
before you brush your teeth.
Right before you brush your teeth.
Not before bed, though. No. I mean, not brush your teeth and then sweet tea.
She had a big cup by her bedside. You know, she's just in there.
Is she the next Cy Robertson?
I don't know. That'd be great.
That would be great.
I'd love to watch that. So there's my latest sweet tea story. Are you in trouble? Well, we hope you're not. But just in case you are, we know a good lawyer. Whitney Island here in Hayden, Alabama has law services. Or maybe if you're not from Hayden, I'm sure she'd be happy to hear from you. So check her out at islandlaw.com. We appreciate Whitney and her sponsoring the show. Well, take me back to tell me a story. Obviously, I introduced that we met a long time ago when you were very young, getting started. What do you think was a catalyst? Tell me a story.
The funniest thing is, I got a story. I've told the story about you probably on camera 50 times.
Are you serious?
I'm being dead serious.
Did you name drop? Or am I a mystery?
Sometimes.
I'm a mystery.
I bet sometimes.
This mystery guy.
He needs Nocturnal Outdoors.
I do need to be a mystery.
My aunt has an art company, and she had a bunch of blank t-shirts, like, I don't know, 200 or 300 blank Hanes Beefy Tea t-shirt, size medium. Well, I wanted to get
size medium.
I wanted to get, because I was just started fishing, like you're talking about, 14 years old. I got DarianCraig.com.
Oh, made. I remember it.
And
you still got it?
You designed the whole back of that shirt, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, I totally forgot this part. So I didn't have the money. I had all these shirts, but I didn't have the money to get anything printed on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked a deal out with you and said, here, I got 300 shirts. Would you take 150 of them for free as payment for you to print on them other ones, because I don't have money to print them.
Hey, here's the deal.
And it worked. And somehow it worked. So you remember it had my signature on the front of it.
I remember graphically drawing your signature.
And that's still the signature that I use. I just signed the waiver with it. Same exact signature. And anyhow, in fact, when we do anything that's got a graphic of my signature, it's that same art file.
Really?
2012 art file.
I should have done a subscription sale.
I don't know if I paid for the full. that might have expired. 10 years might have expired.
Plus interest.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that moment, so I had like whatever, 100 or 150 t-shirts. I took them back to Hayden and was selling them out of undisclosed teacher's name's classroom.
Yeah.
I was hustling out of his room.
I believe it.
And our whole school had all these shirts. Well, then I was like, that opened my eyes to entrepreneurship, and because like no one else was doing that. You always hear about kids selling candy bars or whatever, but I made shirts with my own name on them, my own signature on the front, and sold all of them. And I just wasn't good in school. So I was like, I know I'm not going to be doing what these cats around here.
I'm not going to be a doctor. So
I'm not going to be a doctor. And anyhow, shirt sold, and that just kind of like opened my eyes to you can just make money on your own. I didn't know that was a thing. You hear all these like fancy, this girl wants to be a nurse and he wants to be a teacher. Like, I can't do that.
It's funny that you say that. My entrepreneurship.
I don't know how well you did with that.
Let's
reboot close. That.
My entrepreneurial spirit
was
squashed.
Seven syllables.
Very early. I went about first grade. My uncle came to me one day and he said, I got something for you. I said, what do you got? You know, I was excited. You know, your kid, uncle's bringing you something. It's going to be something good, you know.
Something you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
He said, now I got these and you don't need to tell your mom and daddy about them, because if you do, they liable to take them away from you. I said, what in the world have you got? He said, I got a bunch of porcupine eggs. I said, really?
Oh,
do you now?
Tell me more.
That's exactly what I need, a porcupine. Yeah. So he had gathered up a bag full of porcupine eggs. Well, I began to tell my friends just what I had.
Oh, yeah.
I've got some porcupine eggs. You don't, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what's the first thing they do? One of them's got, I got 50 cents. I'll take one of them porcupine eggs. And I said, wait a second. Just wait just a second. You mean to tell me you pay 50 cents for these porcupine eggs? Yes, I sure will. So the next day, guess what I had at school? My bag of porcupine eggs. Sold out, friend.
You sold all of them.
Sold every porcupine egg I had. Well, the teacher obviously called home. And by the time I got home, my mama said, what did you sell at school today? And I said, I sold porcupine eggs. She said, where did you get porcupine eggs? I said, I got them from my uncle. I'm not going to call his name, but I got them
under the bus.
Under the bus again. And she said, well, guess what you're going to do tomorrow? You're going to refund every dime that you made, and you're going to bring those porcupine eggs back home. Well, unbeknownst to me, I didn't see the problem, right? You know, hey, I didn't know if there was some sort of limit on porcupines you could have in Hayden, Alabama or something. But anyway, they did not want porcupines running around Hayden. So I got them back and I brought them home. And mama said, she really busted my bubble here. She said, now, son, you know these aren't porcupine eggs. And I said, well, of course they are. No, sir, they're not porcupine. I said, well, what are they, mama? She said, son, those are cuckleburrs. Okay.
That's awesome.
I sold a bill of goods that I didn't know. Hey, I was told.
Yep. That's the black market.
Porcupine.
That's the black market.
That is fantastic.
It's cuckleburr. So
I'm doing that to somebody.
You're selling.
Guaranteed.
That is awesome.
I've never heard of that.
That's the most Hayden story of all time. Hey, first buddy, grade, too, is incredible.
I was selling them. I was doing good. Yeah. I had made $5-6. I don't know. A little profit, absolutely.
Back then, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. I kept one for myself just in case I needed to hatch one, have some more eggs. I said, hey, I really got rid of these quick. So
that is incredible.
Yep.
Did you think about that before? Or did that just come off the cuff?
That just off the cuff.
That's incredible.
I've got an egg story. If we run out of things. No, we can tell it right now. It's just if we run out of something to talk about, I got a great egg story. Yeah, we can come back.
Table
egg story. Write that down. Yeah. So he'll forget it, though. That's the problem.
I will forget about it. Go ahead.
No, that's...
So we were talking about you, and then we started talking about porcupine eggs.
No, we get to porcupine. Porcupine egg is a good story.
It is a good story. So we talked. So you were at selling T-shirts. We made a deal. That was a long time ago. Derry and Craig got the signature on the front.
Yep.
You had a revelation of sort, but then you got involved with some big names.
Yeah, man. Being in high school, fishing a bunch. Obviously, you were doing the jig thing. So I'm idolizing fishing. That's what I want to do because I can't be a teacher. And fishing doesn't seem to be too smart to do.
Doctor's out of the question.
Doctor's way out. And every day after school, you see that wrapped Toyota Tundra and Triton running up and down Highway 160. Mm-hmm. And I was like, man, whatever that guy's doing is what I want to do. And I heard, I found out that his nephew was a few classes below me. So I became friends with his nephew. We start fishing a bunch. And one day he asked me, do you want to go to my uncle's house? And I was like, well, heck yeah, I want to go. I was shaking nervous.
This is a big day.
Big, big day. And so we go walk up to this big house. He's got his wrapped rig on the side, just came back from the lake. And you knock on that big door, and he opens the door, and it's Gerald Swindle at the door.
There he is. And he's big as life.
I mean, and the cool thing was, aside from Hayden or whatever, he was my guy to look up to. It wasn't Van Damme or Iaconelli. Mm. It was Gerald, just because of his personality.
Oh, and big as life.
You remember the tournament that he caught that 10-pounder, and he's like screaming and hollering at ESPN's in his face. And that moment for me was like, that's the guy who I want
to. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. So get to meet him, shake his hand, whatever. And we hung out for a while. He gave me a bunch of fishing tackle and told me about stuff, whatever. Well, then years go by and we become more friends and better friends and better friends to the point that I ended up working for him full time and traveled with him. Yeah. So basically, I don't know what you want to call an assistant, I guess. When I would travel with him to tournaments all over,
I would intern.
I would drive and in the mornings back him down the ramp. And then I'd go back to the hotel, work on his GoPro footage or whatever it was. Then whenever they get on practice, repeat the process, whatever. So we'd travel all over the country. And then when Leanne wanted to go with him, I'd stay at the house because he always has they have so much business-wise happening that whether it's new baits coming in or whatever it was. So I kind of managed that or help him out with it while they were gone. And it was a, I mean, coolest thing ever. I got to learn the ropes from the guy. And so he, at the time, is one of the top three or four guys in the whole industry. And I would get to ride from Hayden to Texas with him.
Pick his brain.
Dude, and the coolest part was when we'd go to trade shows, I'm being introduced, because I was doing a good job for Gerald. I was doing a social media, working with his GoPro footage right as GoPros came out. And we were kind of like leading the pack for a while with content. And so he would introduce me to a company, but it's Gerald making the introduction to the president of the company, not somebody lower level introducing you to the marketing guy. You're going right to the main guy. And so that is what kind of set my career up for in the fishing industry.
Wow.
And that's kind of a long story. But the other thing was like just traveling with him, you see so much. And I've never forget the conversations where the phone would ring. I would see the name and I know who that is. It's the president of Zebco. And he'd say, close your ears on this one because you're not supposed to hear this conversation. And it would be, and man, it would be like very specific dollars and talking about business and the money and all those kind of things. And I didn't understand that kind of money was even
possible
in any kind of thing, but especially fishing. And so hearing how he would conduct business with the president of the company, who you would typically be timid to go talk to, they're cutting up for a 30-minute conversation.
Yeah.
25 of them are talking about duck hunting or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just camaraderie. It's this kind of conversation. But then that last 10 minutes is meat and potatoes of signing papers and dollars and all that kind of thing. But that just taught me a lot about the guys who are at the top, whatever your boss or someone you want to meet, a company, whatever, every time it happened with Gerald, that's just a regular old boy. He's the same blood as us. He worked his way up. He's at the top now. Maybe he invented something, but most of them start in a small town. Most people aren't from a silver spoon and live this fancy life that you imagine. But it was really cool to be able to see that. But at the very, very top of the industry, those guys are just like normal, good old boys who carry a big, carry a big stick. So that one of the most important things I ever learned was that just your job title doesn't define what kind of person you are because those are just good old boys. And that was really cool to me. Very eye opening. So then I wasn't scared to talk to anybody anymore. Cause it's like, and just talk about stuff and
be yourself.
Yeah.
Relate to them.
Yep.
My favorite, maybe not my favorite Gerald story. So I was working out at Global with him back then. Him and Leanne would come and work out. So we were always talking, just because if you can't talk to Gerald Swinney, you can't talk to anybody. I'm talking about you are mute. Yeah. You just can't have a conversation. If you're in the market for a new house, I want to tell you about our latest sponsor, Vantage Plus. So they're general contractors. They specialize in new home construction, but also they do some dirt moving work. So clearing land, making roads. Y'all check them out. We'll make sure that we link the website and the phone number in the show notes. Well, I had started that little fishing clubs. You remember that? Remember those days?
The 160 Anglers.
The 160 Anglers. That's come up more than one time.
I got the shirt somewhere.
My dad still wears it. He was wearing it the other day when I went over there to see him. I said, oh my goodness. I know what that is.
We don't put one of those on the.
I'll get it from him and hang it up on episodes.
We need to.
I'm not talking about it on the shop.
An old 160 Angler shop. Hey man, I still got the design somewhere. I wouldn't have to do any work.
Yep.
So I thought it'd be a good idea to promote one of my little big bass 4-hour evening tournaments to invite Gerald.
I've fished this tournament too.
You were there?
Yeah.
So I said,
I know where this is going.
You know what? It'd be a great idea to invite this professional fisherman who does it all day, every day.
Everybody's going to want to come and fish against him. Well, kind of my thought was your chance to beat Bassmaster angler.
Yeah.
I mean, he'd won Angler of the Year by that time.
Yeah.
Because I remember that he had this poster up in the gym. You remember that?
This is such a great story.
Has anybody seen this poster of me?
I'm going to bring in my poster while he's over there doing his rubber band. Rubber bands? Yeah. We'll be in there doing, heavy weights, and Gerald's over there got the rubber band.
Helps my casting arms, what that does.
Oh, man. So many things are coming back now. But so he's got the rat boat you're talking about. And now we're out there in these jack wagons just above a paddle boat, And we take off, and I was thinking, man, I'm going to beat him.
The 35 Evan Reed.
I'm going to beat him. Yeah. And I probably had a 3-pounder, maybe, on Gunnersville. he lets everybody else weigh in.
Listen, yeah. Listen. I remember this vividly.
I'll sit back.
Yeah, I'm just going.
Let's go ahead.
So everybody else weighs in, and I forget. I didn't have big fish. Somebody had a 4 or 5 pounder, you know. And I thought, man, Gerald got didn't beat. Weigh in.
Zeroed.
He's zeroed. Yeah, he said, well, I got one little one that I may have caught a little while ago. And I was like, one little one?
Little one.
That you brought back. He pops open that live well and drags out, and he just keeps dragging it out. Keeps dragging
it. It keeps getting wider and wider.
It's wider and longer. Than
squeezes it out of the live tank.
I said, we're not even weighing that. I said, you don't have to weigh that. That's ridiculous. I said, what, you know, where did you catch that?
In the mouth.
Yeah, in the mouth. Yeah. With a hook.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I just, you know, I ran up the little bridge up here. Yeah. Fished a little jig around this bridge. I said, I bet you did.
Yeah.
But anyway, so everybody hung their head. They had donated their money to the Gerald Swindle Foundation that night, and he took the tournament.
Took the pot. You know, that tournament, too, they ate at top of the river that night during the tournament.
On our winning, on our loss.
No. Before the weigh-in. They went and caught that fish. Leanne also caught one. He said that they didn't know. It was a
hold on a minute.
Listen to me. I swear.
No.
Are you telling me that he caught it before the tournament?
Yes, sir. No. We blast off. He goes and catches that one.
Catches the fish and then goes and eats.
Leanne also caught a big one. They knew that they won the tournament and went and ate at Top River. I swear I will call him right now.
That's pretty good.
And so, I was out there just
yeah. And they're eating, just watching us running by.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
He said that they didn't know that you could weigh in. They thought it was a team thing, but it was an individual thing.
So they had 20 pounds on two fish.
20 yeah. pounds on two.
Yeah.
I was trying to catch a 2-pounder.
And that's classic elite level. And here you know, somebody's beginning. And you probably have seen that somewhere. You look at somebody like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And you're just kind of eating supper.
Yeah. While they're out there grinding.
Saying, man, these cats.
But I tell you what, I had some nights up there on those little 4 hours that I wish he'd have been in because he wouldn't have beat me.
Yeah. I think that's cool.
Not that night. But you're right. So here's where I'm confusing that story. He told me after he weighed in and I handed him over all those $100 bills, he said, well, I reckon we're going to go to Waffle House and get us a little bite to eat. And I said, I hope you enjoy everybody.
I'm going to go to the Waffle House.
Yeah, him and Leanne enjoyed Waffle House on our entry fees that night.
He come up here and dove hunted at the house a couple of times.
Yeah.
Back when we have shoots and he didn't have anywhere to go. So him and Hig calls, how do you think Gerald come up? And I said, Do I think Gerald could come up and hunt? Yes. Of course he can come up and hunt.
If he'll just tell a few stories while he's up here. Yeah. We're trying to get him to come on and tell a few of his stories.
That man right there, it just rolls off the tongue, buddy. Doesn't miss a beat.
It's summertime. The days are heating up and the grass is growing. You don't want to spend all that time out there in your yard cutting grass, so won't you go on down to West Blunt Lawn and Tractor and see Amy and let her put you on a brand new commercial Husqvarna or Exmark lawnmower. Beyond commercial lawnmowers, she has implements such as weed eaters, chainsaws, leaf blowers, and more. Parts, service, right here in Hayden, Alabama. Located right on 160. Stop in there and see Amy today. And learn how she can help you to get to enjoy more of your summer right now.
One of the biggest things that we're working on right now is we actually did it last year, and I haven't fully submitted the document saying that I won't talk about it again this year. I think that was a 12 month thing that I signed. But last year, y'all Sweet Tea applied for Shark Tank, made it through 2 rounds, and they say about 60,000 people sign up every year. Whoa. We made it to the final 1,000. And then we didn't make it, but the whole process of that is really cool. Like you have an online application and then a phone call interview, a real phone call interview. That's pretty serious questionnaire type thing. And we're nervous as crap and have no clue what's going to happen. You're with one of the producers of the show. And at the end of the show or at the end of this phone call, she said, well, guys, I think I'm like, my heart's.
I think.
And she said, I think y'all would make a great fit on the show. If y'all want to, you move on to the next round, we'd love to have you. And so that is to film a pitch video, which is literally what you see on the show. The pitch video is exactly what you see on the show. Mm-hmm. My name's Darian. My name's Brandon. We're here today, sir, blank for blank, and you tell the whole thing. Well, we were under the impression that video had to be pretty like straightforward, no edits, just like tell us what you are and what you want to do. So we didn't edit anything. It was just a kind of an awkward talking straight at the camera. And then the questionnaire, this is a funny story. The questionnaire is basic information, business name, mm-hmm. address, all that stuff. How many years y'all been doing business? I don't know. Well, I look at the first page and it was all, you know, Hayden, Alabama, my cell phone number, EIN number, submit. I thought that was it. Well, there was three other emails, but I didn't really pay attention to how. Dude, I opened that other one. So it's due on Monday. I didn't open this thing till Saturday morning.
I had a boy.
And we worked on it for all day Saturday and all day Sunday. It was 70 pages. Mm-mm. And every single question, there was probably three questions 70? Per page. And every single question is paragraph answers. And some of the answers, it takes you three or four paragraphs to answer the question because they're extremely in-depth. So, dude, I wrote, and Brandon had to do the same thing, very similar thing, but I bet we wrote 100 to 150 paragraphs about the company in 2 days, which is like, I mean, that's the most I've ever typed in
coming
my whole life.
Coming from someone who was not good at school.
Was not good at school. And not the grammar in that, this is why I failed, I guarantee you.
This guy for can't sure. even form sentences.
They see my grammar and they type in Hayden, Alabama. They're like, this guy
was, checks out.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, the cool thing about that was when we did the phone call interview, which was 2 weeks ago, she said, y'all can copy and paste your answers from last year.
Oh.
Which you say no, but.
Well, you're making me say no.
Well, no. I thought that too. Like, well, if we failed last year, I don't want to copy and paste answers. But if the producer is saying, y'all can copy and paste your answers, but this year use a little more creativity in your video. So to me, it was like, we might've went too
bland,
but we were under the impression that you had to. So I said, how creative can we get? And she said, you can do whatever you want to do. And I was like,
that's what I needed to
game
hear.
On for We've that. Because then we can get to play. Like we can do fun stuff and cut up. We just didn't know how much of our personality we use, but you're filming for a TV show. So it's like,
they want entertainment.
Yeah. They want,
they want somebody that people are going to watch.
Yeah.
They want Cy Robertson with it dripping down his beard.
Yeah. The peach thing. Yeah. So who knows what that's going to be like. I think probably when the submission is on the 15th. So anything after the, we want to talk about it until the show comes live, which is kind of crazy because they don't want you, you know, in theory, the timeline is you would submit this by the 15th. You'll know within 10 days if you're going to film. You film in August, so it's immediately. And then you can't post anything until during the airing of that episode. You can't, it's dead silent, lock lips, NDAs, very, there was a 20-page legal contract. I mean, it's a very, very...
They don't want nothing leaked.
Nothing.
Total surprise. Well, good luck.
Yeah,
thank you. If y'all decide to move forward with that, obviously, we don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. So that's why we're able to talk about it, because we don't know.
We have no clue.
But if you do, good luck.
Yeah.
What is the biggest thing so far, if you were to say in business, and what is like one of the biggest things that you've learned that you're like, man, if I could take that back or if I could do that again.
Tell me the story when it happened.
Buying or selling a home should be an exciting and enjoyable time. One thing can position you for the best outcome, and that is experience. The team at White Real Estate has many years of experience in helping their clients maximize their sales and secure the properties and homes of their dreams. Give Darren and Rhiannon White, Caden White, or Ryan Love a call today and begin your journey on a pleasurable buying or selling experience.
2 years ago, we were going to launch seasonings, coffee, and pitchers all on the same Black Friday. Black Friday is huge for us. And that would have been probably, it was right around $400,000 to pull that off.
Which you had to invest.
We had to upfront put in hoping that Black Friday goes good, which Black Friday goes good. But
you still got to
That's an
hope,
extreme right? amount of money.
Yeah.
We don't spend that kind of money. At the time. And man, I worked as hard as you could have ever worked to get that done. And the pitcher thing fell through. The guy, this is a funny story, but long story short is this guy designed the pitcher for me with my specs. I'm looking at it on the computer on a 3D file and it says 1 gal pitcher. And I can spin this pitcher around on 3D, turn it upside down, take the lid off of it. It's a gallon pitcher all day. It shows the 1 gallon line. I'm like, perfect. Send it to China. They get it made and send it back, and it's this big. It's a 1 gallon pitcher. It's this big.
So it's only one problem.
I called,
can't put it in the refrigerator.
I called my guy, and I was like, I don't know what this is, but it ain't a gallon. Long story short is, there was a IMP selected above that, which is imperial gallon, which is what they use in Europe,
man.
Which is 1.4, fact check me, 1.4 something of a gallon, what bigger than a standard US gallon. So he clicks it a US gallon and the whole thing's just come. And we realized what happened. So we spent, that pitcher is $12,000. We have one $12,000
pitcher.
It's in my office. I will die with that pitcher. It's a giant. I should have brought it.
Yeah, you really should have.
One tea pitcher that's $12,000. It's got to be the world record.
Send us a picture.
The most expensive
at least.
Plastic. It looks just like the one I gave y'all. It's the most expensive. Got to be. Plastic pitcher ever made. Gotta
please
be.
Send a picture of that so we can.
So that was
holding it.
So that was one. Yeah. That was one. And so with the 12,000, you throw the mold in the trash. They can't do it. They scrapped it for $200 for the material. And then, that one fell through. And at the same time, the coffee thing happened just maybe a couple weeks later. So we're like, okay, the pitcher's not going to work, but at least we still got coffee in the seasonings. Get to the final round of the coffee and all of the it was a packaging thing. All the files were wrong. And that was about a 2-month process that I had been working on for 2 months. So then it started it over 2 more months. And in the moment, it's the same thing as that property thing. Like, dude, if I don't get that property by Black Friday, I'll never get to have that nice of a lot ever again.
Yeah.
And that I felt that way the whole time with the pitcher. You know, we could have done whatever the number was on Black Friday, but now we don't have the pitchers. Now we don't have the coffee. We're going to suck on Black Friday. Well, we ended up doing so much on Black Friday that we had to hire in more people to come help just with the seasonings and hire in more people to come help. We're booked up for 2 weeks packing orders. And if we would have had the other stuff, who knows what failures would have come from that, because we would have been backed up all these orders. Yeah. We wouldn't have known what to do. We didn't have the warehouse space. All these things would have happened. And so it just opened my eyes big time to like, everything's got its plan. Don't rush anything. There's a reason that time works out. I think it's like strategically, don't rush.
I want one of the funniest stories that you got from, it could be, I don't know, it could be back in the Darren Craig signature t-shirt days. It could be the Gerald Swinter days. It could be as you've done y'all sweet tea, but I want a funny story from your travels. You can take a minute to think about that.
When I was fishing a bunch, the craziest thing happened to me. I was in the back of Browns Creek and I lived on Gunnersville for 3 years. So I was filming every single day, had a YouTube channel. And there was a boat idling straight at us down this ledge. Well, for people who don't know, when you're ledge fishing, that's something that happens a bunch. People idle straight at you because you're kind of where the fish are. And then when they get close to you, they'll veer off, go around your boat, hop right back on the same spot and just keep idling, which is very common. And we were fishing and this boat's out from 500 yards away. I can see him. Well, as he gets closer, I think I know whose boat it is. And it's a guide on the lake who nobody likes. Mm. So me being a little smart aleck, I pulled my phone out and said, and I filmed it. And I said, this is what you get if you hire blank and blank guide service. Oh, well, then he's still idling at us. And I see that he doesn't see us. And it's not him. It was not the guide.
Ooh.
So I dropped my phone because now I'm like, I don't want to be recording this dude.
Sure.
Well, again, this is very common that they're idling right at you. It's not fun and it usually ends in an argument, but he never stopped and it gets closer and closer and closer. Well, I don't know how to talk at this point. I didn't realize that he was going to hit us. Bam, runs right in my buddy's brand new Phoenix, runs up on the side. This is also a brand new Phoenix, runs up on the side, hits his power pole, bumps it into his motor. And in one moment, if you watch the video, has 7 million views on my TikTok. And I've seen it with 20 million views on other TikToks. But in that moment, the comments, I was talking about the moment first. So he hits us. Dude, I couldn't talk. Like, the last thing you expect is a boat to actually hit you.
Because you're sitting there.
We're just sitting there fishing, dude. There's three guys, grown guys. There's no reason he didn't see us. But he's got these two big fish finders in front of him. He's on the phone. Well, dude, he hits us. So at the time, I'm filming a bunch of YouTube videos. The guy's a big subscriber to my YouTube channel, which made things really awkward because initially you want to jump in the guy's boat.
I'm sure.
It was a weirdly, really weird moment. But when I watched the video back, I posted it. It instantly went viral on everything. And then all these other, like, the boat wrecks page shares it. It's got 20 million views. I've seen it 3 different times with close to 20 million views. I think it's got 100 million views on that video. Thing that's kind of crazy about the story was how that moment, everyone's like, well, this is staged because why didn't you stop him? Why didn't you yell? It's the dead last thing you think that a boat is going to run straight onto you. There's no way you don't see me. And he's like, why didn't you yell? When you're graphing like that, you don't move into the last 15 feet, which is unethical. that's another story. But a lot of people do that. They get to 15 feet by you, go around you, and then keep going. But very last thing I'd ever think of, I never thought that it would hit me until they were this, until I could see his troll motor here. I never am, even going back, I still wouldn't have done anything different because I didn't think anything different would happen.
Well, Darian, I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, buddy. Man.
Let's say somebody fell in love with you today and they're like, man, I got to have more. I got to have one of those Darian Craig signature tees. Ooh. Did you say the double meaning? I didn't mean signature tees.
Signature tees,
huh? You see what I did there?
There you go.
All they got
to do is... can they find you?
Yeah, I post a bunch on social media on my own pages, Darian Craig. But Y'all Sweet Tea, we have a bunch going on. Obviously, all kind of new stuff. We post a bunch of dumb challenge mm-hmm. videos where we're mm-hmm. seeing who can drink a monster the fastest, like dumb stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But we do all kind of fun stuff on
You're
there. So
young.
The Y'all Sweet Tea page is a fun spot to be at. But
well, that's gonna wrap up this episode of the Hating Out About podcast. I'm Philip.
I'm Shane.
I'm Darian Craig.
We'll see you guys next week.